You're listening to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now, here's an amazing clip from our show in the category of money and business.
Thanks so much for being with me. We're going to talk about now something in the category of money and business. This is a really cool, important thing to think about. And here at Believe, we're helping you to expand your mind, but also really get serious about improving your life. And a lot of people, to them, that's making more money. We want to make more money so we can do more things. And that's the way that the world works right now. That's the way it is currently. So we're going to help you to do that now. And I want to talk about one of the most important things in business. In business, in money and business, adjustments. Making adjustments is literally everything. And so somebody came to me and asked me recently, what are the top info products I could look at? Or what should I look at when I go to like Udemy and look at video courses, or I'm trying to build a business or improve my business, or things like that? And in the past, you may have heard me say, you know, you really need to pay attention to details. Look at your competitors. Look at every single thing they're doing. Look at every part of their business and then improve on it or do something different. Look at other people that are similar in your market, but maybe have a different product. But the thing is, even if you do that, even if you get the best info product, and an info product being sort of like a case study or something that somebody will buy to show them how to set up a certain type of business, to improve the business, maybe it's a book you read, maybe it's something I'm saying. And the key element here, this is a quick tip, but it's so important, is that adjustments are everything in business and in terms of making money. Because no matter what I say or no matter what you read, when you actually go to do it, it's probably going to be a lot different. And you have to be able to see that and make the adjustment. So we start out, we think, what is quality? That's the first question to ask yourself. What makes this a high quality product? What makes this a quality, what makes you a quality employee at this specific business if you want to get a job there? Or if you want to be a better employee. But okay, so you take that into account. You take into account quality. Then you find out how it happens. And how you do that is you find out how other people did it or other companies, no matter what your company's size. Find out what other companies did. Look at case studies. And then you actually have to do it. And when you're doing it, for example, we talk about digital marketing. I've done millions of dollars of sales. I've also had really tough times. And I've spent money and lost a lot of money. And I've done, thank God, better, a little bit better than the tough times. But when you're looking at digital marketing, if you're running AdWords campaigns, I just had this quarter, the cost of AdWords campaigns went way down. And if I wouldn't have been paying attention to my bids, I'd be spending way too much because I didn't pay attention to the adjustments that I need to make. Have you ever heard that? Do you know? A lot of people do know. Some people don't. Advertising in the first quarter can be a lot cheaper. People might not be spending as much money on certain products, especially like retail stores and things like that. But certain products, they are spending more and the advertising cost goes down. So that's something to keep in mind. You have to be able to make those adjustments and pay attention. And adjustments are everything because things are going to be a little bit different. And so when you're actually doing what you need to do, stay on your toes. Be ready. Be ready to make those adjustments. Be ready to change your approach based on what's happening. And then you're going to write the book. You're going to write the book on what you did. And you know, people that we create these books and we create these info products, and they know, first of all, the unfortunate truth is that most people aren't going to do what it says. But this is something really simple, but really important that you can do. People that put together tutorials or sort of case studies that are telling you how to build a million-dollar business or to, you know, some it's legitimate many in many cases, but especially in dealing with digital marketing, things change so quickly. By the time that product hits the market or comes out, that traffic source could be dead. There could be a million people doing just what that person's talking about. Nobody, it's hard to make a profit anymore. And you have to look for new traffic sources and apply what you learn to the new traffic source and pay attention to all the dynamics. But you have to make adjustments. Just plan for it ahead of time. I've had to do it. I have to do it with this show. I can do a better job. And we all have to make adjustments. And that's going to help you make more money, no matter if you're trying to get a better job, to get more clients, to start a business, or to grow a business. If we all do a better job of making adjustments and planning for that, and planning for what those adjustments might be ahead of time. In Silicon Valley, I happen to know, I pitched some venture capital firms and some angel investors years ago, 8 years ago. And I had some meetings with really great people. And a lot of times, and you see this in the show Shark Tank on ABC, but a lot of times people, they're not necessarily betting on the business. They're betting on the person because they know that changes are going to have to occur. They know that people are going to have to make changes. So they want to know, hey, okay, this business sounds good, but they know ahead of time a million things might that the person presenting the idea has no idea. A million things are going to happen. You're going to have, what if you have a company that you're just keep the money? What if you can't fill orders? Or what if your manufacturer breaks down? And what I mean is that they're not fulfilling the orders and you need to go to a different manufacturer. Where are you going to get the money to fill those orders, produce that product, and sell it to a retailer that's paying you on net 90 and you have to wait 120 days to get paid and all this stuff? They know that, they explain it a little bit in the show, but you know, I've lived it at times and I can do a better job too. But making those adjustments is what it's all about. And being aware of them is good. And in business, even at the highest levels, I'm talking about millions and millions of dollars invested, you can look at the dot-com bubble and some of the companies that were funded, and they had huge, big businesses in terms of money put into it that failed because they weren't able to make adjustments. And I know I haven't done it either at times. I've been not so patient. I ignored the facts. So who knows, man? Right? Who knows? But it's important to make those adjustments and to plan for what they possibly could be and then take action based on what you're doing. And I would say the last thing is to have small victories. Small victories can make it so you don't feel like you failed if things don't work out. So have those small victories in terms of like something like the following. If you send 1,000 clicks to a landing page of a product you're selling and you're not getting any sales, and you're like, this stinks. Like, I wasted so much time on this project and I'm not getting any sales. Well, set up an email opt-in form. Get the emails first. Make it feel like you're doing something that you're going to have success at, that's easier for you to get results at. And then adjust your sales page. Do more testing. You have to remember about your upsells, and maybe you're going to break even on the sales page or lose a little money and make money on the back end. But set up little victories. It doesn't matter if you're trying to get more clients. It doesn't matter if you're building a business, growing a business to a larger, making a good business great. Every part of what you do, you can apply this to. Know what the adjustments might be. Do not ignore them. You can if you want to. I wouldn't. I do it sometimes, and I need to take my own advice more, and I do. I have done this. I learned the hard way. I spent years on things that eventually didn't work because I was ignoring what I'm telling you now, and I actually have been fairly successful. And even with this show, there are adjustments I can make that I'm going to in the future. And so you have to do the best you can, prioritize your changes. But making adjustments can make you rich. It can build a huge, it can help you to build a great business, to make more money. And I'm so happy to share that with you.